May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 671. How shall I come to thee, O God, who holy art, and cannot evil see, but with a loathing heart? I am defiled throughout by sin, and by my very birth unclean. Hymn 671.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Gospel according to St. John, from chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you for ever. Even the Spirit of truth, and the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. But yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Amen. O Lord, do grant we may be let go from sin and unbelief and every binding thing in our poor hearts and around about us perhaps. Oh, do grant we may be able to arise and go hence, even pressing toward the mark and seeking unto thee as poor sinners must do, as they are in search of eternal life. Oh, we mourn, Lord, because we seem to be so much cumbered about with sin and cares too. Oh, Lord, it's that inward unbelief, the matter of it, Lord, that does lay us so low. Oh, that thou wilt come, Lord, and gather us up. We may be able to go hence. We may be able to know, Lord, this evening hour, that gracious lift, that help of God, and that forgiveness of sin, that pardon from all iniquity. We want to be found among thy people. Are they not blood washed and sanctified? Oh, do grant it. We pray, Lord, that thou come over the mountains of our unworthiness. Many fears arise. Lord, we seek that thou come, Lord Jesus. We pray that thou gather us around thy word. And Lord, be as that ointment that filled the house. Lord, we would see Jesus. And we would seek, Lord, to feel that balm of Gilead and that help of God for us. One cried, Lord, help me. And often we cry, why art thou so far from helping me? Lord, we seek that thou art come now and grant thy presence. Lord, that will be enough. Lord, do come thyself. Surely thou dost know the place. We pray that thou wilt come again. Lord, remember our gathering this evening, and those that gather, Lord, with their hearts now toward the highway. Lord, their souls quickened. You hath quickened. And those, Lord, that can find no resting place like the dove that had to return to the ark but still needed that hand to pluck and pull her in. Lord, we ask also that thou come and so grant us relief from the fears that we, after all, may be left to ourselves. Oh Lord, remember us each and any perhaps in a special trial or temptation. Lord, remember each one we desire to seek. Lord, that thou visit each longing heart. Remember any burdened heart that feels so burdened and hardly knows how to look up. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember this house of prayer. We thank thee for the Lord's goodness, the Lord's favour. Lord, we would desire to rejoice with those that do rejoice. We have to mourn with those that mourn. We seek, Lord, that thou wilt remember those we tenderly bear up before thee in affliction and bereavement. And those things which belong to life's journey. Oh Lord, we do think of those that seem to need thee especially. You come, Lord, and grant that gracious help of God, or that particular application of thy love, thy blood to be sprinkled within. Our sin, Lord, is very great, and we even need to be taught it aright. Oh, how defiled we are and separated by sin. We cannot keep alive our own souls whatsoever. We do desire, Lord, that thou wilt remember those that are seeking their way and have to come continually and seek, Lord, like that one seeking the hid treasure. Oh, that thou wilt be precious like that gold of Ophir. Oh, that thou wilt come, Lord, the doors being shut. Lord, that thou wilt visit us. Thou wilt come over the mountains. Lord, remember those that have loved ones they continually bring and lay before thee. Grant, Lord, answers of peace or much comfort of God. Lord, remember those we bring to thee, Lord, that thou wilt remember them especially. We desire to seek, Lord, that thou wilt be with us and remember this house of prayer. We desire to bless thee for the union. We thank thee, Lord, for that spirit of love. Oh, it's in the better things. We desire, Lord, to come and seek that gratitude for thy goodness. And pray, Lord, that thou art still gathering souls that have been so far off but brought nigh by the blood of Christ, that can speak well of thee but need thee to help them to believe. We do desire, Lord, to record thy mercies to us and thank thee and ask thee that thou wilt grant that sweet liberty. And do remember our land, it's the church of God we pray for. The candle to shine, the Lord to be with his people wherever they are, but truly sanctified. Those, Lord, that we can walk with and desire that thou wilt remember them. We may not see exactly things concerning baptism, but we feel a union with those that have been with Jesus. We do seek, Lord, that thou remember our poor land. Oh, that the God of our deliverances may arise. Thou remember us, Lord, in our poor land. And we desire that thou appear. And we do ask of thee, Lord, to grant we may be a nation brought to rest only upon thee. For thou art God. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt appear in many things. Lord, we thank thee for the liberties we do have, the many things that we have to acknowledge are of thy goodness. But, Lord, there are so many things we ask that thou wilt Hear prayer for us, we have been reminded. And now remember those whose hearts are up to thee especially. Now to appear, Lord, in those things that occupy their minds and hearts and lives too. And we pray, Lord, that thou remember the little ones, children, young people. Our heart is often up to thee, Lord, that thou bless them. There may be a seed to follow on to know the Lord, not just formalism, but with that sweet knowledge of the Saviour, that failed to be the least. Surely thou dost gather such to thyself. And now, Lord, do cleanse us. We feel, O Lord, so much to need thee to come over the poverty of our poor approaches, that we can put nothing on. Come, just as we are. Lord, without thee we shall come to nothing. Without thee we shall fall away at last. We do want real things for real sinners. We do pray that thou wilt cover all our unworthiness. We ask that thou wilt especially help us this evening. Oh, that thou wilt grant us the Spirit. Lord, all is vain without the Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth. Pray that thou wilt send the blessed Spirit in Jesus' name. But Lord, we do bless thee that ever there was that appointing of the Spirit, that thou wilt be glorified. We ask now, Lord, that thou wilt cover all sin and unworthiness, and do revive us. Do come, Lord, and make us the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. And we desire to bear up and think of those that may be tried. Pray that thou be with them. We ask that thou grant the Saviour's intercession and forgive our poor approaches. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 402. My soul lies cleaving to the dust. Lord, give me life divine. From vain desires and every lust, turn off these eyes of mine. Hymn 402.
Depending very much upon the help of God, I'll direct you to the first book of the Chronicles, from chapter 14. And we'll read from verses 14 and 15. First book of Chronicles, chapter 14, verses 14 and 15, especially verse 15. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be when thou shalt hear a sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone before thee, to smite the host of Philistines. Word seems to rest on my spirit. May it be of the Lord. We read in the chapter of David inquiring again of God. It seems that he had to ask the Lord so much for wisdom and understanding. We read the Philistines spread themselves so much round about that David inquired of his God. And I think those enemies, the Philistines, are very much like our sins if we're quickened by God's grace, to inquire unto God about them, especially our unbelief. Oh, the dreadful nature of sin, friends, it is that which would ever take our hearts and souls from the truth of God, and we have wicked hearts too. Maybe there's some reason we shall come this evening with such a word as this. Indeed, I'm very mindful of many years ago now, we've come with a similar, very similar word. Some of you may remember in the second book of Samuel, in chapter 5, very similar part, the last few verses, and the Philistines came up yet again. Spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim, 2 Samuel chapter 5. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass. There's a new way God would appear. It was unknown which way the Lord would grant those answers of peace. Is there any like that? But there was a direction. We have read it, we've spoken of it here. Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and thou shalt come upon them over against the mulberry trees. The mulberry trees. God moved them, didn't he? May he move our hearts too. Indeed, if God doesn't move them, they never will be moved. They may even have a form. May even appear to be what we're not. And I think of what a solemn matter it is to stand before the people. I feel it. We have to come with the word of the Lord, and we trust that this word, especially in the Chronicles, which has enlarged a little upon that part in the second book of Samuel, chapter 5, here, verse 24. When thou hearest the sound of a going, then thou shalt bestir thyself. Bestir thyself. And that I believe to be applicable to the church of God as they may begin to see the Lord's gracious hand and appearing again and again. They might be able to lay hold upon the Lord and seek for wisdom and understanding, whatever it may be. Whatever great matter there may be, completely unknown to me. So my thoughts have gone from that part in Samuel, which is very similar to the words that especially seem to rest upon my mind in the first of Chronicles. David inquired again, and the Lord instructed him just how he was to go against the Philistines. And he couldn't go until the Lord showed him which way to go and what to do. And it was when there was a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, the great God of heaven viewed everything and instructed David by the moving of those uppermost leaves upon the tree. What may we draw from it, friends? Our hearts need to be like that. Mind us. Oh, that we might know the approaches of our God to us by his Spirit. And there may be need to come before you or with you this evening. These words that really belong to the, as we have read, the vital aspect of the moving of God's Spirit. Nothing else, friends, will do. Not excitement, is it? And not curiosity. It's this. It's when hearts are moved by God's rich grace. I do remember speaking from these words, but some years ago, and we're not our own, but this is the matter that rests upon my mind. The Lord forbid David to go straight up. The matter must be left with his God. And he said, go not up. That is, straight away. Turn away from these Philistines, the host of them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. What a sacred part, isn't it? That God would direct David in a way he'd never thought, never could imagine. I was thinking about it coming over a little. I want to come to the experimental part of it. Friends, it's the looking up about it, isn't it? Not so easy, is it, to look up? Perhaps we have to speak carefully. It is a very different matter when we're in the love of our espousals. It's that sweet union and knowledge and discerning of our God and the moving of the Spirit. But perhaps those of you that know the trial of your faith, you say, ah, oh, can there be anything for me? Can there be any help of God for me? Perhaps we're looking in the wrong place. We need to look up, don't we, by God's rich grace. And then to consider well what the Lord speaks in things. That's what we need in Zion, friends, the Lord to come and move hearts like these mulberry trees until they know the Lord. His power, his sovereignty. And the question of whether men will believe or not, friends, in my gospel, the gospel I try to preach, it's what the Lord does from first to last. Not any pretense whatsoever. And there may be souls indeed that are very troubled about it. Is there anything this evening? Well, friends, if God can reach the uppermost branches of those mulberry trees, he certainly can reach the poor hearts of God's people. I'm sure of it. Oh, that it might be so. Lord, may appoint his sweet word with authority and power. I think I've said when the Lord brought me to know the voice about going to preach, and very singular it was. I had to wait 13 years wondering just how it would come to pass. How could it come to pass? Well, friends, it's when I was brought at the end of everything. Great losses in my life. I don't want to speak of myself. Something I want to be clear about. We would speak of Jesus. And the blessed Spirit moving heart, especially to be able to trace a little of his goodness and to feel a little of his love. His heart's moved of God like these mulberry trees in whatever way God will appoint to them. And then to know a little of that sweet assurance by the hand of God. I think it can be said that with regard to these mulberry trees and the leaves of them and the uppermost branches, they were quite insignificant, but there was such a distinct noise about it. When they should see and when they should hear the approaches of God in whatever way he may appoint, whatever way may be according to his sovereign sacred will, with the blessed Spirit of God leading our souls, or delivering us really from the power of unbelief, are to be moved towards him. I think of those seeking their way. We desire that God may direct them to this sweet instance of the Lord directing the most feeble branches right up in the trees, in his will, his power. Something in it that attracts my soul, that God, friends, is a sovereign, isn't he? And we need much grace. Know the moving of his Spirit. That's what we need in Zion, friends. Hearts moved, mine especially. Formalism will not do. However, it may seem to be so wonderful, friends, it needs life, doesn't it? It needs that particular moving of the Spirit. The souls may be moved in God's truth, feelingly, with that authority and power, whatever way he may choose, but especially by his sweet Spirit, under the gospel. Perhaps in the word of his grace, there's a particular word, a matter that God brings so powerfully and yet silently into the heart of those that wait upon him. You have need of patience. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promises. And that's how we venture, friends, in the word here. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of the going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Well, it's the work of God's Spirit, isn't it? And then there's a moving of the hearts about it. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord without the Holy Spirit. I like that chapter, and the reassurance of the truth in it regarding the bequeathing, the giving of God's Spirit, proceeding out of the throne of God Most High. I've often, or recently said that man is so lost and so ruined, needed the dear Redeemer to appoint the blessed Spirit of God in the Trinity of persons. That's a God's love, isn't it, in the moving of the Spirit of God to teach and to convince of sin and to deliver from the power of sin and the awful unbelief that fills our hearts and mine too. as I want to come to these words here regarding the Lord and his people, these hearts that are spoken of, or really it's their all, isn't it? And it shall be. Oh, it's no working up of men's works or anything to do with the flesh. It's a sovereign work. Let me put it like this. The Lord can give you a word in a moment to deliver you. I believe it. And set your hearts moving like these branches toward God, toward his word, his truth, and whatever may be his will, or it may take a long, long time. The Lord hasten it in his time. Well, it touches my heart, friends, a little. The felt insufficiency, the dependence, the helplessness. I think when I was sent to preach, I said, "Why not him?" To go like that, friends, I do believe, some little humble way, the Lord sent me in his word. Therefore, go and I will be with thy mouth, teach you what thou shalt say. But oh, the need we have, the dear Lord, to overrule and grant that our poverty may be swallowed up with his riches. Truly, we feel it to be so. And yet, we have to venture as we have come this evening. May there be something in this word, friends, that God may appoint. It's living souls that I want to speak about that are moved. And really it's not this. They're not made alive before they move. In that sense that they approach to God. It's all of him, isn't it, from first to last. As he moves the heart from the ways of sin to the ways of God. And it can be a very sacred truth. The Lord does it so quickly. The thing was done suddenly, perhaps, or gently. And really, it's the gospel that speaks of these wonderful ways and works of God. Friends, I love doctrine. It's the sacred truth, isn't it, of God among sinners. Moving them. Delivering them. Telling them, appointing them, what way to go, and the truth of it concerning the Lord's sacred will. And the Lord, friends, he subdues the resistance and the spirit in our hearts that says it's impossibility. And then the Lord, he leads on. And I stand upon it, friends, there must be a knowledge of Christ. That glorious one to fill the soul and to direct poor sinners to the place where grace abounds. The Spirit does. Direct us to the bleeding wound. Our incarnate God. I don't want to repeat that over and over, but it sums it up, doesn't it? So I want to come as God may guide me. The chapter speaks much of the blessed spirit. We do not dwell upon it this evening. We have read it together. The spirit, that's a good word if you'll ask anything. It's by the spirit, isn't it? In my name, gathered together to ask. In my name, friends, it's the thing that's a point with me, that it is comely, it is good to gather together at the throne of grace. That's where the Lord comes in among them, you know. Grants that sweet indicting that one starts, and then the Spirit takes the things, perhaps that there's a supplication in another way. I must hasten. If you'll ask anything, by his Spirit, isn't it? In my name. I want to come to the words we have read for our text. And it shall be, when God appoints it, when hearts are moved or subdued, and then led on like that, he empties whom he fills. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then thou shalt go out to battle. Well, in that previous part of God's word, it speaks of it in another way. This is that venturing, isn't it? That going, as we are reminded by the Spirit of God. Then thou shalt bestir thyself. Not flesh, is it? It's like the, let's say, those coals in the fire that have nearly gone out. A little sweet stirring them up. There's that increase of love, or I'm speaking in the gospel, that kindling again, that warming of our hearts, that knowledge of the Lord. Oh, we need stirring up, don't we? Or need the Lord to graciously revive us, like those coals that we've just noticed. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? We need our hearts stirred up to love again. Love him more. If I have not loved before, help me to begin today, said the sweet hymn writer. There's a distinction, friends, of that which is of the spirit and that which is of the flesh. You can have a copy, you can have much of that spirit of religious flesh, and then some may say, well, I fear the worst then. Well, what think ye of Christ moving your heart, poor sinner's heart, in the ways of God, in the truths of the gospel, moving us, friends? Only God can move us. Now it speaks of a bestirring, and that's by faith. Then thou shalt bestir thyself. It's as if there's a quickening influence, a sacred truth about it, a direction. Then thou shalt bestir thyself. Well, it says in the Chronicles here, and thou shalt go out to battle. I was thinking about that, you know. As soon as the Lord grants the new birth, that's when the conflicts begin within, isn't it? I think I'm right. We don't know anything of striving or conflicts with sin and unbelief without the quickening power of God's Spirit. So there's a sweet token about it. To feel, to seek after the Lord. It's a sign of life, isn't it? Bestir thyself. If the Lord brings his people, particularly to hear what he will say, what he will do. My heart really goes out to those things that have come before, and we wondered whether the word be that gracious increase to the church here. I do not get too far into it, but there seems to me to be very applicable. Thou shalt bestir thyself. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. But then, that thou shalt go out to battle. And the application is bestirring ourselves to seek for the Lord and for that knowledge of him, know his will, and to live as God may help us to live at the throne of grace. Only while they pray they live. Thou shalt go out to battle. Well, the exercise of mine here is that there's a conflict. And that's how we've come up wondering if there's such a conflict in some poor heart this evening. Something like this, if it was it me or was it imagination or was it of the Lord? Well, do you want it tried? Do you want the Lord to speak about it? Or do you want some man to say, well, that's all right? Friends, you need the Lord, don't you? And that going in the tops of the mulberry trees of your heart's affections and desires to be quickened and to go out by faith unto the Lord. Oh, that's going out unto him without the camp, isn't it? Bearing his reproach. Taking up the cross. Not so easy, is it? I think when I took the pastorate, I expected this and that. And I thought it would be different to what it is. That's the best way to put it. And now it's struggling on, isn't it? But thou shalt bestir thyself, calling upon the name of the Lord. Help me now. And those that may be given to us. Oh, that we might remember them. The Lord to appear. Dark, difficult, trying things. The Lord is the same. Oh, for the help of God to preach Jesus. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. And she be weary and faint in your mind. Well, there's something experimental here, isn't there? It's that going out, isn't it, unto him that's moved by the sweet Spirit of God. Well, we never have been moved. Seeking a better country, seeking the satisfying of the soul, the Lord to come and grant those sweet answers and tokens that it is well. And it was the Lord. Thinking of Rebecca today, she said, if it be so, why am I thus? What an echo could be found in the hearts of God's people. Why am I thus? Well, friends, the hymn writer says, and I thought about it, all to make us sick of self and fond of him. Now, it's this particular moving, friends, I want to notice in God's ways, in his appointments. It's by the Spirit. And I want to be clear about it. It needs the Lord to move hearts. Not only, we might say, in that way which is right, as we have read, but with compunction. So that these characters, friends, they've got something to say. God's glory. They love him. They need to love him more, they feel. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I do not just preach the doctrine of baptism. I want to be clear about it, friends. It's gathering up these characters. And it needs the Lord, doesn't it, to confirm his inheritance when he is weary in the conflict. And to come and grant a little of that sweet peace and the promise, I will not leave you comfortless. Needs the Lord, doesn't it? Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. The essence of our text really is this, a time when God speaks, whatever way he will, even by the goings and the tops of the mulberry trees. I've often said it's likened, I believe, to the going of the Spirit in the hearts of God's people. They can't tell why it is, but they're moved toward that heavenly shore. They're moved to his sacred person, as poor sinners must find that remedy for their sin. They might know the power of his healing balm, especially for unbelief. He might graciously deliver them. The whole matter is one of deliverance, isn't it? The whole set of verses here. Deliverance in God's way. Perhaps we dwell there, friends, those out-of-the-way cases. Now, I believe that when God quickens into life, it's my belief, it is significantly the way of God to bend the will of his people to his word, to his commandments. We do not contradict any in the northern part of the border or anything like that, but it's my firm belief, it's God honouring. These hearts are brought to move towards the truths of God as they're fixed in the heart and they're loved in the heart, and they have to take notice of the goings and the tops of the mulberry trees. You have to seek the Lord to go before them in those great matters. Notice the exercise of faith here. Thou shalt bestir thyself. It's not just resting upon our lees, is it, and saying, well, if I'm saved, that's good. Friends, it's this, isn't it? It's hearts feeling to need the Lord, need the sweetness of his love especially, needing the cleansing power, the blood of Jesus, the sacred theme. And that does poor sinners good. I hope I know something of it. It moves their hearts to the Saviour. Or they're given repentance through his blood. It's a vital theme, isn't it? It's Jesus only. The sweet truth as it is in Jesus. It's his going, isn't it? And following on. His track I see and I'll pursue. The narrow way till him I view. Oh, but the conflict. The sorrow. So it is. Must be that going still. The ways that God appoints. Taking up the cross perhaps. Or there may be conflicts. And we want to confine our thoughts about it to the conflicts within. There may be many things. There's another thing, friends. When God moves the hearts of his people, they're under discipline. Can't go as they think they will and expect God to come in afterwards. They're taught. They're debtors to God's love. They're taught that they are very poor and needy. And they entreat his favour, not on the high ground, but on the low ground. God be merciful. Me a sinner. On the low ground, that's where God's mercy comes, you know. Where there's despair in self and hopelessness. The terrible knowledge of it in hearts that are being brought more and more upon the merits of the Saviour. But, oh, the opposition of Satan. Oh, the power of the enemy. You don't want to be troubled by these things today. He comes in with this and that. But God, friends, keeps these hearts alive. And they're hearts are moved toward precious Saviour. To whom else can we go? They have to keep going back to him. As debtors, seeking for his mercy and forgiveness. I mean, for those that are so unworthy of it. I want to be clear about it, friends. When God quickens into life and grants a knowledge of the Saviour, there's a spirit of lowliness. There's a felt sense of sin and ruin. Can it ever be that we should be in heaven at last? But there's a seeking unto the Lord, isn't there? Pleading his name becomes precious in the want of him. And these characters, if only I could really speak of them. Friends, they fear to presume. They feel that, I mean, they're tempted to say, well, I'd better not go in whatever direction the Lord may send them or appoint to them, because it would be folly to presume, and also it would be more gracious not to be exposed. Friends, God root any right out of it by his love. If you love me, keep my commandment. It's in the heart, isn't it? Is that moving of the affections? I can't really explain about it, but it was so with me when God touched my heart with regard to his commandments. The word kept coming over and over. Unto you therefore which believe his precious. It seemed to instruct my heart so. I want to come a little further. Is then that gracious respect to his holiness. If ever my poor soul be saved, this Christ must be the way. Oh, but that holiness is a very great matter to poor guilty sinners. Well, it's the deliverance from sin and the giving of that holiness in the very person of the holy child Jesus. Do you love him? So that's where my holiness is. It must be all in him. Lost and ruined in the fall. And yet, something secret sweetens all, as the hymn writer says. As if only I could really speak of it. The moving of these hearts, Godward. Now, in another respect, it's leaving the world behind, isn't it? Men are so happy with, live for. Much to do with it, don't they? Their heart's affections. Maybe a little religion with it. Friends, God teaches. It's a place where poor sinners are brought to wonder if ever God may deliver them from the terrible nature, sin and unbelief that fills the earth. Men's hearts are brought in the ways of sin so easily, and such were some of you. Well, I must speak a little further. Thou shalt bestir thyself. Well, some may say, well, that's easy, sure. No, it isn't. I think the hymn writer speaks, must be love divine to move such a heart. Or subdue enmity. That will bring you low, you know. And to be delivered in the day of his sweet grace to see all in Christ and to need him for time and for eternity. Now, I'm very conscious we can learn all these sentiments, friends. I'm very conscious that we can have these things and speak of them. Oh, it's the moving of our hearts I want to speak about toward God. A teaching of who he is and his majesty. I was very troubled in my young life, regarding things. I thought I didn't know enough to be able to preach at all. There was some flats being built just near our house, an old people's home or something, and I crept away one evening out of sight and sought the Lord in extremity of trouble, especially in the ministry. And I began to feel so differently in a moment, as if all things were fleeting away. And I was brought especially to stand upon the ground of God's mercy. I could see things then. A little token that he was with me. My exercises of mind and heart. I never forgotten it, I never will. Because in a moment, friends, the Lord can deliver from that bondage and fear. And he can ride prosperously because of truth and meekness. Beautiful Psalm 45 about it. Friends, it's that particular application. When the Lord gathers up these poor carriages and moves them in that sweet doctrine of truth, that they're brought nigh by the blood of Christ, as if the world flees away. But oh, we do not speak above what we ought to, friends. Still a need of the Lord, but there's a lifting up. But I must come a little further. That's deliverance, isn't it? Bestir thyself by his grace. Thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee. Sweet word in the gospel, isn't it? Thinking of that word, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Oh, it's the fear nots, isn't it? Friends, how sweet they are. When the Lord grants a little knowledge of them in the troubled heart, when he confirms his inheritance, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. Now, I'm very clear that Satan will come in and he will say many things, but friends, there's one thing we believe, and that is we need to think of his chain. Friends, neither can he bark nor can he bite unless the Lord be nigh. When the Lord delivers his people, you know, he knows how to do that. He sends his sweet word. And so the Lord delivered Joseph right out of the prison, didn't he? So he delivers his people. And then they are brought in his hand to do his will. Stand as God may appoint them to stand. Go unto Joseph. What he saith unto you, do. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Well, it's that particular application. It could even be spoken of in another way, when the dew is upon the branch. A little sweetness in that name that fills the heart so much. And grants a little peace. And it fills the heart, doesn't it? Not one part left out when the Lord breathes peace. The peace I leave with you, my peace give unto you. Not as the world giveth. Now that's another application, friends. The Lord separates people unto the gospel. It's that kingdom of heaven, isn't it? They're quickened to live and to do his will and to hear and to seek for grace to both know and do his will and to follow on to know the Lord. And it shall be, then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee. What a good word that is. I was thinking of that particular part in Ephesians this afternoon. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, wiles of them. We wrestle not against flesh and blood and so on. Wherefore, now this is it, friends, before I leave it, take unto you, in going, bestirring yourself, I'm speaking to characters and the Lord's direction, but take unto you the whole armour of God. Don't go anywhere without it in the application. 6 of Ephesians. How needful it is for those that are appointed to stand in his name, give out hymns or whatever application what it may be concerning the Lord and his work, his word and his ways. Oh, we need the whole armour of God. I'll just direct you to it. You may be able to withstand. In the evil day, we've done all to stand therefore. Oh, there's so many things in that chapter. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Feet shod, my shoes be iron and brass, as thy days. So shall thy strength be. But what about the times when faith is at a low ebb and there's a cloud fills the heart so much and covers over all those evidences and the poor soul's shriveled right up? Not easy to go preaching like that. Ah, then take good heed. Bestir thyself at the throne of grace. The Lord grant the power. Take your case and lay your load at Jesus' feet. Plead what he has done. Lift him up. He's worthy. Then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee, to smite the host of the Philistines. Now my last thought is this. Oh, that there might be that subduing of the power of unbelief. Hearts may be set free from terrible bondage. Or the wiles of the devil. Chief of them is this, where you can have this world as well as the kingdom of God. Friends, that's a solemn thought, isn't it, to be like that. But there's a particular deliverance God works in the heart. It's by his love. And that truth, friends, it reigns. Grace reigns with its fair partner love. And it reigns, friends, until the will of the Lord is done. And there is that going in his strength, seeking much unto the Lord. Then thou shalt go to battle, for God is gone forth before thee to smote the host of the Philistines. Well, I think of it with regard to the host of our sins, defilements of them, the darkness, the oppression of the enemy, for the oppression of the poor, the sign of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. Now the Lord apply it. The Lord grant something from his word this evening and grant maybe a sweetness in it. May the Lord forgive. all spoken in this. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach for us again next Lord's Day, and Mr. Pack on Good Friday next week. Let us close with hymn 407. Dear Lord, my panting soul in flame, to spread abroad thy matchless fame, and with a solemn pleasure tell the grace which saves from death and hell. Hymn 407.
Thank you.
Lord, to grant the convoy thy love and mercy, and to remember each one that may feel left out. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit with you all. Amen.